Now let's begin. So we are starting by stopping. We are taking a little time to simply be with ourselves here now. Everything that I say today is an invitation, a suggestion, but not an expectation. So you do what's best for your body. So once you are settled, take a few moments to adjust to being on the ground or wherever you are right now. Take a moment to notice your contact with the surface that is supporting you, that you are resting on. Maybe that's the heels of your feet on the ground, the back of your legs draped over a pillow, maybe, or the lower legs resting on the couch. Your back on the ground. You might specifically notice the back of your pelvis, the back of your ribs and the back of your shoulder blades, your elbows, maybe part of the upper arms, your hands resting on your own body, and the back of your head resting on the books or pillow or whatever you have your head supported on. So take time to remind yourself that your body is at rest right now and has nothing to do except be here. Just allow yourself to yield to the surface beneath. Know that the ground is supporting you. You can think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. And from this place of support, today we're going to enter into an exploration, both literal and imaginative, of the space that surrounds you and that also supports you. First, from that awareness of your contact with whatever you are resting on, take time to also notice the spaces between you and your support. So, for those of you lying on the floor, you'll notice the space between or beneath your neck, a small space between the small of your back and the floor, the spaces under your arms, and even the spaces between and under your fingers and toes. Notice what spaces are between you and the surface that you're resting on. Now expand your awareness out into the room around you, the physical space that you are in. You can use your eyes to look around your room as you take in the walls, the floor, the ceiling, the boundaries of your space, or you can imagine them. Take a little time with it. Think to yourself, I am free to notice the space around me. From this awareness, now include an awareness of the physical things in your space. Kind of just note them lightly to yourself. Notice how you respond to them. So, for instance, I am noticing my desk. I'm noticing a glass of water. I'm noticing a chair. I'm noticing a photograph, a cushion. So just name and note some of the things in your space and notice how, if anything pops up in how you are responding to those things. What do you notice? And think to yourself, I am free to notice the space around me. Next, shift your awareness from the things in the space to the space between those things. So, for instance, I am noticing the space between two pictures on the wall. I'm noticing the space between a table and a chair. I'm noticing the space between my desk and the wall. So take a few moments of that, noticing the space between the things in your space. So you can take a little time with this as you look around or simply imagine the things in your space and the spaces between them. And you can notice if anything shifts in you as you think about these spaces between. Notice if being aware of space in this way changes anything for you or in you. Think to yourself, I am free to notice space. So now include, if you haven't already, include an awareness of yourself, your physical body in the space. And bring your attention to the space between you and the boundaries of your space, the space between you and the walls, the space between you and the ceiling, the space between you and the floor, and also the space between you and some of the things in your space. So, for instance, I'm noticing the space between me and my computer. Between me and the wall to the side of me, between me and a chair, between me and the door. What spaces can you notice between you and the things in your space? Again, this can be done with your eyes open as you look around, or you can just know what's in your space and do it imaginatively. So, just taking some time to notice the space between you and the things in your room. Think to yourself, I am free to notice space. Next, come back to your awareness of your support from the ground. Notice your contact with whatever you are resting on, its solidity, its presence. You have both the ground beneath you and the space around you. In fact, the ground is part of the space around you. Think to yourself, I am free to notice the ground supporting you, to more supporting me. So next in our exploration, we're going to imaginatively investigate the space beyond the confines of the room that you are in. The space beyond the space, you might say. And remember, you are free to return to the support and awareness of the ground at any time. So first, bring your attention to the space above you. You can be aware of that space between you and the ceiling, and then move beyond the ceiling, beyond the space beyond the roof of the building that you're in, going up into the sky and then beyond the atmosphere and out into the universe and beyond and beyond and beyond into the infinite amount of space that is below, above you. So you're just taking a moment to be there with this idea of infinite space above you. And I invite you to think to yourself, I am free to notice the space above me. So coming back to here and now, right here in the room, now I'm going to invite you to be aware of the space below you. So then the space under the floor of the room, going under the ground and down and down and down and through the center of the earth and out the other side of the world. It's probably somewhere in the Indian Ocean and then beyond the ocean, beyond the land and into the sky and then beyond the atmosphere and out into the universe and beyond and beyond and beyond. So take a moment to be with this idea of infinite space below you. And think to yourself, I am free to notice the space below me. So now bring your attention to the space in front of you. Going beyond the walls of the room you're in, beyond the building you're in, out into the neighborhood, then the town or city, or into the countryside, and then beyond your country, and beyond the horizon, and into the sky, and beyond the atmosphere, and out into the universe, and beyond, and beyond, and beyond. So just imagining this infinite amount of space in front of you. Just take a little moment more with that and think to yourself, I am free to notice the space in front of me. And then next, of course, I'm going to invite you to be aware of the space behind you. We so often forget about this space. So again, you're going beyond the walls that are behind you this time. Beyond the walls of the room, beyond the building that you're in behind you, out into the neighborhood behind you, then beyond the town or city behind you, into the countryside, then beyond your country, beyond the horizon, into the sky, beyond the atmosphere, and out into the universe, and beyond and beyond and beyond. We're just taking a little time to be with this idea of infinite space behind us. Then think to yourself, I am free to notice all the space behind me. And then coming back to here and now for a moment. And finally, I invite you to bring your attention to the space on either side of you, left and right. So then going beyond the walls of the room that you're in both directions to either side, beyond the building you're in both directions, out into the neighborhood in both directions, to the left and the right, then beyond the town or city, beyond the countryside, beyond your country in both directions, out beyond the sky to either side of you, beyond the horizon, out into the atmosphere, out into the universe, and beyond and beyond and beyond and beyond. So imagining this infinite amount of space that is to either side of you. So just taking another moment to be with this idea and then think to yourself, I am free to notice the space to either side of me. So know that you are at the center of your own space. You are supported here and now by the ground that is beneath you. And there is space all around you. There is space above you, below you, to the right of you, to the left of you, in front of you and behind you, and in every other possible direction too. So now I invite you to just play gently with being aware of the space all around you, moving from an awareness of space, maybe just a little cushion of a few inches away from you, and then maybe expanding that bubble or cushion of space around you further out into the room, beyond that, eventually to infinity, and then coming back and maybe finding what feels best to you. What kind of cushion of space right now feels the most supportive around you? Is there a difference? What are the differences as your awareness of space extends? What feels best to you? So think to yourself, I am free to be aware of the space around me. And maybe also, I am free to enjoy and appreciate the space around me. So you might have noticed that awareness of space around you can somehow allow you to access a little more sense of space or spaciousness within you. That's more space for all your organs to do their jobs properly. That's more space, perhaps, in all your joints so you could move a little more freely and easily. There's a little more space for your breath to move in and out, and a little more space for ease of being. So think to yourself, I am free to notice ease. And now let's finish our space explorations today with an awareness of the space within us. Think now of the space between your shoulders. You can think of the space between the outermost edge of the top of your right arm and the outermost edge of the top of your left arm. All that space in between. Think of the space between your hips, the space between the outermost edge of your right hip and the outermost edge of your left hip. Now think of the space between your left hip and your right shoulder. And between your right hip and your left shoulder. And now, between the very top of your head and the soles of your feet. Think to yourself, I'm free to notice the space within me. I'm free to appreciate the space within me. And I am free to notice any ease that is within me. So come back one more time now to noticing your contact with the floor beneath you. Notice if anything has changed about that contact since the beginning of this session today. You could notice again your feet on the floor. Back of your pelvis, back of your rib cage, back of your shoulder blades, your arms or elbows, your back of your head on its support. So let's put the key ideas from today together one more time before we finish up. Think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. I'm free to be aware of the space all around me and within me. I am free to notice ease. I am free. So just pause, take a moment, And know that as we come to the end of this constructive rest time, notice if the thought of getting up creates any change in you, maybe new tensions. Maybe you're really ready to get up. Maybe you really don't want to get up. And of course, you are free to do whatever is best for you right now. But if you are ready to get up, just remind yourself that before you do that, you still have the support of the ground beneath you. You have space above you and behind you and in front of you and to either side of you. And take your time now, gently and mindfully bringing yourself up to sitting or standing, knowing that you are at the center of your own space. And as you start to move, either just as where you are in place, or you could walk around your room, that you can bring back the thought, I am free to notice space at any time if you find it helpful. So as you come to stillness again, whether sitting or standing, you can notice the support of the ground under your feet or under your sit bones, the space above your head, and that you are free to take up all the space that is rightfully yours. So if you have the space, it's nice to take this a little bit into walking for a few moments. And if you do that, as you do so, you could think to yourself, I am free to move. I'm free to notice space. I am free to notice ease. I am free.